Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in every week whenever you can, whether it's a replay, a download, or if you'd like to join us live tonight, our link online is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Blog Talk Radio is our host server, and our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcast platforms out here: iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, and Audible on their websites and their apps. So check us out there. This radio show, and I mention this every week, the concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course, titled Original Lyric Stream, my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to talk to me about their own story and inspiration behind their own lyrics and music. We got some great guests. We got a great guest tonight and in the weeks ahead. Every week, I like to give you a little bit of background information on myself. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two full albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. Last year I released Causeway Bridge EP, and then last fall I released a single titled Dream. I also produced Cam Lorm's full album, Writing in the Stars. All are doing well. Thank you everybody for your support and listening to my music. I really appreciate it. Let me bring in my technical engineer, Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hey, Bill, please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you like our show, tell your guests and your friends and whoever. Tell everybody about us, all right? Share the link. Let everybody know. Also, subscribe to the show. That's easy to do. You just do a search. You'll find us on platforms everywhere, and we are heard around the world. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Bill, and very excited about our episode tonight. You know, one of my favorite guests, I know you agree, and watching her accomplishments over the last 3 years, it's absolutely incredible.
Yes, it is. She's come a long, long way. Good to see you.
All right. Are you ready for this episode tonight, my friend?
I'm ready. Let's get rolling.
All right, let's get going. All right, everybody, time for our next guest interview. You are viewing our photo slideshow online with Chesney Clare. Let us play a great track, and this is the theme song for the feature film The Sand Runner. This is titled Out of Love.
Problems with letting go. All these memories, they get to me. Yeah. All the love I lost and all the used to be. Seems like time's become a silent killer. Each day the clock moves forward, I feel it. It's like those memories twist and turn, they stop me from feeling. Time hasn't done much for my healing. I'm feeling so defeated, life's so cruel, you don't see me bleeding, or the scar where my heart was. Nobody even cares much anymore. It's like those memories twist and turn, they stop me from feeling. Time hasn't done much for my healing. I can't go back to my hometown or the place where I grew up. I swear I had a good life, but now I'm all out of
introduce a very talented singer, songwriter, director, actor, model, presenter, one that we are extremely proud, first on our show, January 9th, 2020, when she was still living in Branson, Missouri, and a three-time return guest. We're very pleased to welcome back Chesney Clare. Chesney, thank you for being on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hello, Russell. Hello. I'm so excited to be back. It definitely has been a minute, and I'm happy to be here.
We are so excited to have you back. Welcome to the show. And, you know, your career, there's only two words that come to mind. Look out. Unbelievable. Congratulations. We followed all your accomplishments the last 3 years. Speechless. Your bio is like 3 pages long. It's unbelievable.
My bio has definitely grown. I've definitely done some growing within the past couple years. From 15 candles to Out of Love, I have definitely had my hardships and my victories, you know, in the business. And things are going really good for me, and I'm really, really thankful and blessed and happy to have people like you who keep up with me and stay in touch and continue to help me grow my audience.
Well, absolutely. Let's do a little a timeline if we can. So I originally met you in LinkedIn, and I think it was 2019. Mm-hmm. You were on our show the following January. Was our show one of the first on-air appearances for you?
Yes, I do believe so. That is definitely whenever I started to like really push my music. So I do believe that you were one of the first people that I did that, like an on-air interview with.
I heard your vocal then. And how old were you then? Were you 18 or 19?
I was 18. I was just turning 18 at the time that I started doing music professionally.
Yep.
Like started recording my first time in a studio. I was 17. But, you know, I've definitely done some growing in the past couple of years, and I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing your vocal, and you know, like, instantly. You know, I mean, as a singer, songwriter myself, I can listen to someone in 10 seconds and say, you know, absolutely yes. And you can just tell. Your vocal was unbelievable, and I immediately wanted to get you on the show, and I'm so glad you agreed at that time. And tell us about this beautiful song we just heard. I love the beginning orchestra on this.
Thank you so much. It sets up your vocal
so well. How did the collaboration come about with the film The Sandrunner?
So actually, this song was written about my hometown. It was written about my hometown, Lake Charles, Louisiana, after a hurricane. All of my family, unfortunately, passed away. I believe we covered that in the first interview. But I have the little amount of family that I have left. They're all going through destruction, and it's like our hometown is not the place that you want to be right now. And so I wrote that song about that, and then I was on LinkedIn, and like you, I connected with this director, and his name is Hussein Ahmad, and he is working on a film right now called The Sand Runner, and he's working on lots of other films as well. And he said, I would love to send you the script, see if you have anything that you can put to it, see if you have anything that already relates to it, or you can create something new. And I said, sounds good. And I actually read the script, and it was spot on with the song Out of Love, like what this person and what the main character was going through in the story. The main character, I'm just going to sum it up just because I don't want to give out too info of the Sand Runner. You know, he's going through PTSD, and he really cannot go back to his hometown. So I just really thought it was such a good connection, you know. So he said yes. He said yes to the song, and he actually sent it to a producer in Knoxville, Tennessee. He produced the orchestra behind it and then sent it back to me, and we got vocals done.
That's great. That's great. So you mentioned where you're originally from. Let everyone know, Chesney, where you currently reside today.
I live in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas, for sure.
beautiful part of the country. So I'm really, I was interested in really looking back at your journey. And this is great for inspiring artists out there, because really what the show is all about is to pay it forward to new artists. But you started in Lake Charles, and at age 11, I found this fascinating. You're taking vocal lessons from Chubby Checker and his band.
Yes,
that's incredible.
Yeah, so that I've always been musical since I was a baby, and I at that time I believe in elementary school I had a music class, and we would just sing songs, and I just wanted to get better at it, you know, and it was just a passion of mine, and it turned into what it is today. But we actually moved out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, to Harrison, Arkansas, during my elementary middle school years. And that's where I actually took vocal lessons from him there.
That's incredible. There's only one song I can remember by Chubby Checker. Of course, that's The Twist. I don't remember anything.
Yeah,
let's do The Twist. That's such a great song. But that, boy, what a lesson to be under his, you know, mentorship at such a young age.
Right. It was really building for me. It really taught me a lot, even at such a young age, and I thank my mom and dad for putting me through that.
And then you go on with the help of Rich Brown and Atlantis Recording, and you would end up recording and releasing 6 cover singles. Talk to me really about that time and your career development.
So I had actually just graduated from high school, and that was whenever my mom and I picked up and we moved to Branson, Missouri. And there I remember we were out for lunch one day, and we were just sitting down, and she said, would you like to go to a recording studio and like get some of your covers like actually professionally done? I said, you know, I think I'd love that. And so we looked up recording studios, found Atlantis Recordings, and we went there and ended up getting 6 of my cover singles done. And that was amazing. I fell in love with being in the studio. I fell in love with watching him produce my vocals, watching everything happen. And it just took off from there. I want to be in the studio all the time now.
Isn't the studio an incredible place? I mean, for me, It's like no other. When you go in, I feel like I'm in heaven. I'm on the clouds. You know, you're starting with melodies and ideas and lyrics, and you're just watching it all come together. When it's finally done, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Right. I totally agree with that.
So we're going on to March 2020, right at the start of COVID, and you moved to Las Vegas. What a transition that had to be, moving from Missouri.
Yeah, it definitely was. Never lived in a big city like this before. So it was definitely a culture shock. Everything is really dry here compared to everywhere I've lived before. So a climate change and everything else. But I fell in love with Vegas as soon as we got here. I like it here.
Now, at that time, you had quite a bit of original works behind you, right? Did you write something like 45 or 47 songs?
Yeah, we actually had quite a lot of songs written, about 45, 50 songs written. We had the time to do that during COVID. It shut everything down, so we just decided to build our catalog of songs and you know, get them produced slowly as we go, and that'll be my content from then on, and that's what happened.
And then on to your first single, 15 Candles, you actually flew to Orlando with the help of producer Tim Koons, and talk about your first single. I remember mine. That has to be an incredible, proud moment.
It definitely was a proud moment. I was really scared to put it out, honestly, because it's about my dad. I was like, he's going to hear this and it's going to be bad. But, you know, as an artist, you have to be the one to take that leap of faith so you can stand out to other people and they can relate to your stuff. And that's how that goes. But I remember being in the studio in Orlando, and I look down and I see the Backstreet Boys signatures on the wall, and I see JoJo's signature, JoJo from the 90s, and I was like, no way. Like, is this really real? Am I actually in the studio right now? Like, is this what I'm going to keep doing? And of course it is. I couldn't think of doing anything else. So my first single has the most streams. It's everybody's favorite. It's the OG, and that's 15 Candles.
And I give you a lot of credit. You know, that's a sensitive subject matter. You know, I think family, a lot of artists look at family as a subject matter. I give you a lot of credit for being that brave. And, you know, I remember, you know, hearing that song for the first time, a lot of emotion behind your vocal with that. And then the subject matter makes it even more emotional.
Well, thank you. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Absolutely. So fast forward to the end of 2020, air into 2021, your single's Moving On, Hours, Come Alive, Distracted. I noticed Distracted on the marquee that was in the T-Mobile Arena. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, actually, we got it to play at a Vegas Knights tournament in Vegas, obviously, a Golden Knights tournament, my bad. But they played it in the whole stadium, had lots and lots and lots of people that were watching it. And it's so funny to see the video of it playing and just a trillion people in the auditorium. So it was insane. I'm really
I'm sure you were there at the time, right?
Unfortunately, I was not there.
Okay.
I was working. I was either doing music or my day job, one of the two.
Okay. I mean, that has to be incredible. You know, the arena probably holds like 14, 50,000 people, and they're playing your track and video. How incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It had, you know, my album cover, my name on it, and I was like, wow, it's actually, you know, in front of all these people right now.
Yeah. So, and again, looking at your bio, the list of achievements, I mean, I was just amazed, you know, talk to me about some of these awards you're winning, and then you're walking down the red carpet and you're being a presenter at different events. Talk to me about some of these achievements.
Life has definitely been crazy where awards are concerned. I have actually fallen in love with being a presenter. I've been asked two or three times in the past, like just this past year, 2022, and I was able to attend these beautiful, awesome, huge events where really important people were. I got to meet amazing people. So being able to be invited to those type of things and just networking and being in the room with everybody, that really pays off, and it's a really awesome thing. But the awards just keep coming in. I have some awards for some songs that aren't even out right now. They're World Songwriting Awards. I submitted, and they said, here you go. Here's an award. And, life has been good to me in the awards department.
So you remember what my prediction was a while back, and that's going to happen one day. I'm telling you, you're going to win a Grammy one day. That's my prediction. It's going to happen.
I want 5 of them.
Oh, I didn't say you'd win just one. Yeah, I see you going there. I mean, your vocal from 18 to now, you see a lot of development there. It's wonderful to see.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, I've definitely been working hard on it. This year I got so close, you know, to the Grammys, the closest I've ever been, and hopefully it's even better this year. You know, I was up for 5 considerations for nominations and the Grammys, and so that was a huge step forward. I got invited to writing sessions by the Recording Academy. I got to meet some amazing people. Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, everybody, we're going to hear another track from our guest tonight, Chesney Clare, and this is a collaboration with Korean K-pop star Ho Lin. This is titled Cruisin'. Cruising with our guest tonight, Chesney Clare. Nice collaboration, voices blend. How did this come about, Chesney, with Ho Lin?
Thank you. Yeah, this actually came about. I wrote this song probably 2 years ago now that I think about it. And at first it was just a really slow demo. It was kind of like a laid back, just vibey type song. And I sent it to this producer that I have met online, and his name is Mikhail, and he turns stuff into EDM, and I love it. And so I gave it to him, and he made that, and I am partnered with a company in South Korea. Their name is Sound Republica, and they have an artist under their label, and his name is Ho Lin. And so they paired us together. they gave me a list full, and I chose him, and I sent him the song, and I told him, like, this is the verse that I'd like you to be on, and he sent it back to me immediately, and I sent it back to my producer to have it all blended together and all the beautiful harmonies in there. So, yeah, that's how that one came about. So shout out Sound Republica.
Isn't that cool with all the networking connections, and you meet this person who connects you to that person, and it goes round and round. It's wonderful.
Right. That's like the biggest part of the music business, I think, is who you connect with and who shares your music with the next person, because the next person's probably a bigger person, you know. It's just who passes it on.
Well, you are certainly very interactive and, in my opinion, right in the moment with your videos. You want to talk about emotion. You are really into it and then telling your side of the story, you know, in song. And to me, it's almost like a mini movie. And I know you're going to be getting into directing your own videos, right?
Right. I actually have been doing a bit of my own directing lately. I actually won an award, a Hermes Award, for my music video, Not in the Mood. And so my mom shot that video with her camera, and I basically directed it, told her what to do, told the other person in the video what to do. And that came out to be one of my favorite videos. I also did the same thing for The Problem. So I thank you, and I definitely have been doing a bit of directing lately.
Yeah, that's great. And then kind of off topic, you know, away from music, I remember receiving an email, and you were very close to going to Paris in a Vogue contest. And
I definitely was.
You were close.
I definitely was. It was a very close competition. I had a lot of support. I believe I finished fourth. I finished fourth in the competition in the world, and that was really insane for me. I had so much support from everybody that was willing to vote for me and push me, and I ended up making it pretty far. And so I'm really happy with fourth. I'll take fourth.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, fourth in the world. That's unbelievable. And then you're considered now to be in a couple of feature films?
Yes, yeah, I definitely have some going on for me. Can't talk about them too much.
Understandable.
But I'm definitely excited. The next year coming up is going to be insane. I'm manifesting that, and I'm speaking it into existence because I definitely have faith that it will be good for me and ways of acting and music and all that good stuff.
You know, before you play your next song, Chesney, talk about how social media has really evolved. And, you know, I keep our fingers crossed because for now it's free. And I hope that never changes. But really for the new artists out there, talk about how so important it is to brand yourself continuously in social media.
Social media is definitely a tricky tool. It is definitely tricky. You have to know all the cheat codes to be able to get the right reaction. I think that the power that an artist has with technology and social media is out of this world. Being able to reach millions and millions of people with just a publish button, a post button, is insane to me. And the thought of the possibility of it actually happening is pretty small if you think about it, but when things blow up, as they say, that's always such a reward, and it's so nice for an artist to be able to have that extra tool.
Absolutely, and it's so easy to communicate and direct message with anybody on the planet, and you're communicating almost like they're next door, or they're a neighbor, or, you know, they're 30 minutes away. Technology has really, really come a long way.
Yeah, it definitely has. From when I was growing up and I saw my first iPhone at 7, 8 years old.
Well, we have one more great track tonight from our super talented guest, Chesney Clare. And Chesney just mentioned this track. This is titled The Problem.
Gotta let go of my pride, 'cause it feels like I might die. If I let you back inside, making me fight for my life. There's reasons we've been seeing signs. Maybe we should give it some time. I'm breathing, but I can't seem to find a little piece of mine. Oh. Baby, met you so hard. I really did it all for you. Go ahead and put me in your shoes. Yeah, yeah. You know I got a lot to prove. There's reasons we've been seeing signs. Maybe we should give it some time. I'm breathing, but I can't seem to find a little piece of mind. Baby, it makes it so hard, falling for you in the dark, tripping all over myself. Maybe I need some help, 'cause you make me feel like a problem. I've been trying to solve them since I could remember, but you can never resolve them. One day at a
Chesney Clare and The Problem. Chesney, I like the change of tempo there. Really nice, you know. It's a chill, and then it's up tempo. I really like it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that I actually had the words. I had the word, like the phrase. I had the whole chorus phrase stuck in my head for like a week. And I finally got myself to sit down, and I ended up producing the song. I ended up producing the beat, producing my vocals, and writing the song all within an hour. I did that all within an hour, and then
wow.
I later engineered it, and then I shared it with everybody, made the music video and everything. But that one was one that I really feel like had to come out, and I'm really glad that I released it because it was just like such a spur of the moment type song, and I was like, this is actually really, really good, and if I wrote it that quick and it's that, you know, good, then maybe other people will think the same thing.
Oh, I like it, and I hear a little bit of like jazz, a little jazz feel in there.
That might be the Louisiana in me.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, and a question we like to end with every week to close our show for new artists beginning in music tomorrow. And you're the perfect person to give this advice. What advice would you give them?
I'd tell them to make sure that they prioritize music. If you're going to do music, you should make it your plan A. It's okay to have a plan B, but remember that is your plan A. So if you have to get away from it for a minute, just always make sure to come back to it, because there's always new stuff that could be created. Voice memos use your voice memos and your phone. I get random lines come to me all the time, and I use my voice memos to remember them, and later that helps me create. And whenever you have something stuck in your head, you should definitely try to make it into a song, like as an artist, because it's got to come out. And usually whenever that happens, it comes out like exactly the way that you wanted it to, and really quickly. And I think that that's a neat thing about writing.
That's a great piece of advice. And if you forget to put it in your voice recorder and it's lost, that's the worst feeling ever. The voice recorder is such a great tool. You could take a little smidge of a melody and have it there, and that could end up being a hit because you're working on it later on.
Right, exactly. That's what I did with Not in the Mood also. I was walking around my house for weeks going, I'm not in the mood. just thinking those words, and I'm like, I have to make this into a song. Like, it has to be a song. And so I sat down, and it all came out just like the problem, really quickly, and the words were easy for me once I really thought about it, and I had a beat that I could really think about and like correlate on the mood with. So yeah, voice memos are super important. And like I said, you have a phrase, you keep on it, and you add on to that phrase, because you're probably going to come up with a song.
Well, Chesney, please let everybody know where they can find you on the World Wide Web.
You guys can find me everywhere under Chesney Claire. My website is chesneyclaire.com. My TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff is Chesney Claire. You guys can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you stream music, Deezer, Amazon, or you can just Google me and there's a couple pages on there. But yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys, please just make sure to check me out. I got some good stuff and some good stuff coming.
Well, Chesney Claire, thank you so much again for being my guest tonight. In my opinion, you're a rising star. But what's so great about you is you're very humble. And you're appreciative and thankful of all the people you've met and, you know, networking and, keep on going after it. You are doing incredible things. We're going to follow you closely, and you have an open invitation on this show anytime you want.
Thank you so much, Russell. It's awesome to be back on the show, and I really thank you for keeping up with me and keeping in touch with me and supporting me. And I will be back on your show soon. I'm going to make some good music, and I'm going to be back.
Yeah, keep on making good music and put those thoughts in the voice memo.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thanks again, Chesney. Have a great night.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Please, everybody, go online and Google search Chesney Claire. You just heard a great conversation. You've heard three great tracks. Please purchase her music. They're hardworking artists always appreciate your support. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. Love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to being with you every week. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.